Those are the findings in a nutshell of a new Government Accountability Office report. GAO analyzed 5 years' worth of government contracts. It found that only a handful of agencies sanctioned contractors by either suspending or disbarring them from receiving future government business. And 4 that awarded billions of dollars to contractors never suspended or debarred any of them. That raises the eyebrows of House Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee on Technology Chairman James Lankford.
Common sense would seem to suggest these agencies are not looking for and thus not uncovering fraud on the part of their contractors. In some cases, though, these agencies may simply accept poor performance or staff may not complete the follow-up paperwork or help others avoid the same bad contractors in the future.
That's how Lankford opened a hearing on agencies' use of suspensions and debarments. Virginia Congressman Gerald Connolly posed a similar question to GAO's Acquisition and Sourcing Management Director Bill Woods.
What is the reason for the fact that some agencies have inactive programs?
I think it's that they haven't paid sufficient attention to it.
The Department of Health and Human Services, for example, awarded over $80 billion in contracts in the 5 years that GAO studied. They found no contractors and just 29 grantees acting badly enough to be suspended or disbarred. Deputy Assistant Secretary of Grants and Acquisitions Policy and Accountability Nancy Gunderson told the committee HHS pays attention to bad contractors in other ways.
We do take contractor oversight very seriously, including the way in which we select and evaluate our contractors prior to award and the way we administer those contracts during performance. We have had contractor performance issues that we've used other tools and flexibilities on, such as terminations for default. And we do see suspension and debarment as a tool in our toolbox, per se, to manage concerns. But none of the issues we have risen to that level.
But she said HHS was revising its policies in light of the report and would make changes within 3 months. The GAO report looked at agencies doing brisk business in suspensions and debarments. They followed a pattern: dedicated staff with clear responsibilities and leadership that encouraged referrals of bad actors. Lankford asked GAO's Woods if that would be hard to replicate.
If these agencies, very large as they may be, would just reassign 2 or 3 people to focus in on that, we have the potential of finding a lot of bad contractors that we can protect the rest of the federal government from through suspension and debarment. So we're not talking about a massive shift in agencies. We're talking about even reassigning 2 or 3 people. Is that correct?
We're not talking about a massive shift. And in fact, some of the agencies complained to us that they're not in a position to devote full-time people. They're not in a position to hire people. And we understand that in today's budget environment. But reassigning people or carving out some part-time responsibility for individuals, for even a small number of individuals, would have the kind of impact that you just described.
But Wood says Congress does not need to pass new laws to help. All improvements could be made by the agencies themselves, by making changes within their ranks, and by working more closely with each other. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.